The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
But first, it's been another turbulent week for the aviation industry. In the last 24 hours, Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney revealed that neither the United States nor our nearest neighbour, the UK, are likely to be on the green list of safe countries for travel, a list that's due to be released on Monday. And Ryanair has announced plans to cut up to 1,000 flights between Ireland and the UK in the coming months. I'm joined by the CEO of Ryanair, Eddie Wilson. Eddie, very welcome to the programme. This green list due to be published on Monday, it looks like it will be fewer than 20 countries. So we're taking a very responsible approach. It's a conservative approach, but it's responsible. That's the way to go, isn't it?
I think that the list that we might see from outside of the European Union may have some merit, where clearly countries are not engaged in proper control measures. But the idea that we're going to splice up the European Union seems bizarre to do. I mean, you look at the heat map this morning from the European Centre for Disease Control that shows that pretty much all of Europe, bar where there are spikes in places like Catalonia and in the East Midlands area in Yorkshire. But interestingly, Northern Ireland is in that list of cases between 20 and 59.9 per 100,000. So I don't know how we could have a quarantine on the UK and exclude Northern Ireland.
Yeah, but in Northern Ireland, we have a land border with Northern Ireland. There's a whole set of issues as to why we need to keep that border open. And even if it's a vulnerable
not from a quarantine purpose. I mean, quarantine is either a quarantine or it's not.
You think we should close the border then?
No, I that's not a matter for me. What I'm saying is that you either do these... we've had an ineffective quarantine for the last 6 weeks. And by the reports in this morning's papers, it looks like we're going to have a half-baked ineffective quarantine. We are cutting ourselves off from Europe when every other European country has been back to business as normal. And this isn't about holidays. This is about connectivity and businesses. We are facing in this country a recession that's going to come. We have lost over 100,000 jobs in aviation. I've been in this business for over 20 years. And what happens in aviation just goes straight through the economy afterwards. And I don't think people realise what's coming. And we've got to get the balance right. Europe has got it right and Ireland should get it right.
But you can't really say it's not about holidays. I mean, lots of the travel is about holidays. Lots of Ryanair flights around Europe from different destinations are about holidays. And the figures are always a snapshot in time. And if anything, you can have a country like Greece that has had a very low rate, but they have opened up and they've opened up to British tourists in the last couple of weeks. And lo and behold, they have seen their numbers grow. And we have seen travel as a factor in our growing numbers in the last few weeks as well.
I mean, if you take Greece, Greece has had 19 deaths per 1 million of population and Ireland has had 354. They're not even in the same ballpark.
Yeah, but they've got 500 new cases in the last couple of weeks.
In terms of the government handled this
since they opened up.
Yeah, Ireland handled this well in terms of the lockdowns, like most other European countries. But there comes a time to restore some level of normality and getting that balance right. They haven't done that well, and we're going to move from an ineffective quarantine to a half-baked ineffective quarantine. And I hope that's not the case. But there is no excuse when you look at it. Everybody yesterday at the European Council of Ministers got in their cars and went home. That means that Europe is back to normal. Our colleagues tell us in Brussels, in Rome, in Milan, in Madrid, that business has returned, and we are setting ourselves out in the, as I say, in the northeastern Atlantic, saying we're different and we're closed for business. Because a quarantine, even at a superficial level, almost says there's something wrong with a country. It has the opposite effect. It says there's something wrong there.
But the country's, the government's advice is essential travel to these places only. And going off to EU summits, if you're a Taoiseach or a minister, is essential travel. Ultimately, this comes down to holidays, Eddie, and whether or not people holiday abroad and really need and want a holiday abroad.
I disagree. There are lots of NHS workers who they transport every week between Ireland and the UK, for example. A lot of people depend on their livelihoods. This isn't about holidays. The all the bookings for the summer, the vast majority are already in place for holiday travel. Ireland represents about 8% of our total traffic. And the flights that we cancelled this week are primarily between Ireland and the UK. People are not going to come here on business if they've got to quarantine for 14 days. And when and people have to understand this, the rest of Europe are moving freely. People will tell you that the use of face masks in places like Portugal, Spain, Italy is universal. And if we put in sensible measures, we control the clusters, then we can gradually get back to some level of normality. What we're going to say, it appears, and I hope this isn't the case, to a number of countries that have lower infection rates than Ireland, that we're somehow special. And this is at a time when we are at the European Union trying to get funding for this country. And at the moment, it looks like we'll have about 3 billion. 3 billion isn't going to get us until Tuesday week.
But surely,
in terms of that funding.
All the way along, Ryanair as a company, if anything, you guys have underestimated the seriousness of this. On the 3rd of March, when 50% cancellation rate of flights in Italy, it hadn't yet arrived in Ireland, Michael O'Leary gave an interview in Sky News and he said, look, this will be short-lived, we'll have a good Easter, the summer is coming, it'll help to burn it away. You went back to 40% capacity of your flights across Europe too early. And it's not working out for you. You underestimated it all the way along.
Absolutely not. Our load factors will be close to 70% for July. And the rest of Europe has got back to normal.
And that's 70%. They're all going on business. You're telling me that's not holidays.
No,
so you have 70% load factors all going on business trips.
No, Richard, what I actually said was that if you close yourself down connectivity-wise, you absolutely aren't going to get tourists coming in. But more importantly, you're not going to get people doing business. People have already made their bookings for their summer holidays. We're now in the middle of July. The summer season is all but over. And we are now going to embark on a half-baked quarantine that's going to say that this country is closed. And you can't do that.
Is it a quarantine or is it a recommendation to self-isolate?
Well,
not a
I
full
think
quarantine.
What's going to happen is that if people are coming here on business from multinationals to move around Europe, they can do that everywhere else in Europe. This isn't Ryanair. This is the rest of the European Union has balanced the public health issues with the need to move around and for economies to get back. And we're not doing that here. And we're an island nation and we need it more than anyone else because there's no way of getting on and off this island except on aircraft and to do that efficiently. So it is not Ryanair complaining about that. What we're saying is that there is a huge wave of a recession that's going to come right across this if we don't open for business and take sensible public health measures, which everybody else in Europe is doing. If there are spikes, the health authorities will deal with that, like they've dealt with it in Leicester, like they're dealing with it in Lleida, in Catalonia.
Yeah, and they've had to go right back into a lockdown in Leicester. We have a texter in here already who raised the point. He says, is this a case of Ryanair putting Ryanair first?
Absolutely not. As I said earlier, this is about 8% of our business. What we've cancelled here is between Ireland and the UK. Ireland has the COVID rates that we are relying on. We have done a very good job in this country, but we now need to balance that to get back to business. Because it's not just here. What's the consequences that are going to be for... if you look in the UK, for example, there was a report last week that says that half the businesses that rely on inbound tourism are going to go bankrupt within the next 2 months. That is likely to replicate itself here in Ireland. And we need to do something very, very quickly to restore confidence and also to ensure that we've got connectivity. Saying we're closed for business with a half-baked quarantine is not going to work.
But if it's about business and it's not about holidays, which are optional, which are something that people may want to do, you know, there's one texter here makes the point, if it's not about holidays, why are all your ads around holidays?
People are booking for holidays at the moment, but July and August are, you're almost fully booked for that at this stage. You know, you're then into the shoulder season of the winter. And what's coming here is that the amount of airlines and the reduction in capacity that's going to happen around Europe, and countries are going to have to compete for that capacity over the next number of years. And Ireland has got off to the start by saying we're not open for business.
You're saying you're nearly fully booked for July and August?
No, what I'm saying is that people make their holiday decisions a lot earlier in the booking curve, okay? But when you're talking about business, people coming backwards and forwards for business, they decide to go next Tuesday and they have a flexible approach. We have the sign that's hanging outside that says Ireland is closed for business.
What about refunds. And at the start of this, there were cancelled flights. I think Ryanair held close to around €1 billion of bookings money. There was a question of vouchers or cash. Where is that at now? How much of the billion has been returned in cash and how much in vouchers?
We're up at about 750 million in a combination of flight changes, vouchers and cash refunds. And everybody who
much
has
cash of the 750
we don't
million.
Break that out because people have an option on an ongoing basis.
But they
basis
also have a legal entitlement to it.
Yes, they do, absolutely. And,
but you
and
won't say how much you've given back in cash?
No, we don't. There's 750 million at the moment between vouchers and cash. And those people, and just let me finish on this, those people who have opted for the cash refund, 90% of those will have their money by the end of July. We've already got through March and April. Everybody who's on the cash refund queue, the only people that are outstanding for cash refunds are, at the moment, are people that there may be a small number of people in an error queue because there was something unique about their booking in terms of one leg was cancelled. But what also you have these screen scraper, third-party websites that have taken money off people and haven't refunded them. And we have the responsibility to the passenger and we've put a process in place for that. But what I can say to people is in excess of 20 million journeys have to be refunded in some form or other. We are, like the people who are working on this in our head office, like our heroes in terms of getting through this huge amount of work. But we will end up with 90% of that done by the end of July. And on an ongoing basis, as we free that up, people who already have vouchers who want to exchange that for cash can do so. So it doesn't end there. We are making huge progress.
On the question of opening up, and I know that Ryanair is not alone in this because what you would like to see is what other airlines would like to see, and it's in line with the Aviation Task Force recommendations, which is to do away with the restrictions that are there. In an ideal world for you tomorrow, what would you like to see announced on Monday? How would it work?
I think at a minimum, Europe should be open. And that's in line with the European Centre for Disease Control as to be able. There might be some exception in terms of countries like Sweden, for example, that didn't engage in a lockdown. But that is the only sort of exception.
We can all go off on holidays to Spain or Italy or wherever, hit the dance floor if the nightclubs are open, hit the bars, do all that, and then come home and just...
That isn't the case at all. I mean... The evidence is that people who have travelled is that everybody, unlike here and in the UK, are wearing masks. And in a lot of cases, they are dining al fresco. They're taking sensible decisions. And there's anecdotal evidence that, you know, shopping and issues like that are not what they are like on the Costa Brava, etc. But people will make sensible decisions and take sensible precautions.
But they won't. That's the point. I mean, I listened to a reporter went out to Dublin Airport a couple of weeks ago and asked people getting on a flight. I think it was to Bristol. Hello, where are you going and what are you doing? Mm. And a couple of them said, well, I'm off to Bristol and then I'm going to fly from there to Alicante, and I'm going because I haven't had a foreign holiday in 3 months. The bars are open, the nightclubs are open, the cafes are open, and I want a bit of sun. And then he was asked, well, what will you do when you come back? Will you quarantine? And he said, no, I've got to be in work the next day.
I mean, the idea that travel is the bogeyman, if you look at the Minister for Health the other day, is quoted as saying that 9 out of 10 cases in Ireland are from domestic sources and not travel related. The idea
but that's
that
because there isn't a lot of travel.
Yeah, but it's not. I mean, we are an island nation. The rest of Europe is back to normal. They are not irresponsible. You don't have the flare-ups in Italy, for example. We haven't heard of any flare-ups in France. We have heard of some in the mountainous areas in Lleida, in Catalonia, and some in Lisbon. And the health authorities are working on it. This idea that the French, the Spanish, and the Italians are all flahula about health regulations is nonsense. People will be responsible.
Eddie Wilson, CEO of Ryanair, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.